To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Holy smokes, Batman. It's Gaggle of Geeks on 2SER.
Good morning, Tali Olatia.
Hello, Sophie Lai.
How are you doing this fine, warm Saturday?
The warm weather. I'm really excited for it.
So excited. It's been so long.
I know. I'm just like, I'm a bit torn because I've recently developed, like, oh no, that sounds wrong. I heard it in my head and I was going to say, I've recently got into a really nice relationship with my hot water bottle. And then I went, no, don't say that. And then I just said it because I sounded crazy as I was having a conversation in my head. But there's a part of me that's going to miss my hot water bottle. And then there's another part that's going to be like, oh, thank goodness that I don't need it anymore.
Oh, such a good
swings
feeling.
And roundabouts. Swings and roundabouts.
But heaps happening this week.
Yes. You have seen the new Predator movie.
I have.
I have not. And I want to hear all about it.
So it is pretty much a continuation of the franchise. So this one, it's directed by Shane Black, who you might know from Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, yeah. Iron Man 3. Mm-hmm. And he kind of brings his very signature dark masculine humor to this franchise.
Yeah.
So premise of this one is basically a military sniper played by fashion model Boyd Holbrook.
Can I just say, before we came on air, Sophie said, just warning, I'm going to be saying a fashion model a lot. So that was the first one.
Yeah, well, Boyd Holbrook, he was a fashion model.
Two.
High fashion.
Three.
Model.
Let's do a fashion count.
Yeah. But yeah, so he plays this sniper and he's during a mission, his team is pretty much torn apart by a predator.
Yeah.
And he's the only living witness. So he manages to grab some of the predator's gear, sends it back home so he has evidence that it exists before he's like military carded back and they're like, you saw no alien, you're just crazy. So he gets a bit shafted there. The thing was,
oh my god, so they just have gone, oh no dude, you've got severe PTSD.
Yeah, so they were going to put him into mental hospital for with other veterans. He gets put in a bus with a bunch of other soldiers who are all suffering from PTSD and other mental issues, and they become this little ragtag team who then end up like fighting the predator in the end.
How do they then come back to encounter the predator again?
Yeah. So the fact that he sent back the predator's gear to his home is where his autistic son then opens, and then somehow his son has a knack for languages and then somehow manages to hack into the predator's mainframe.
Naturally. That's just what kids can do these days.
Of course.
With completely alien
technology.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So they have to kind of go on a rescue mission after the predator escaped, because the predator was actually caught by a government facility.
Oh, the plot thickens.
Yeah. So it kind of goes on a killing rampage, which is where Olivia Munn comes in, because she plays a scientist named Casey Beckett. She's fantastic, actually. She's one of my favorite parts of this movie.
Olivia Munn is always perfection, whatever she plays.
She really is. So the predator escapes that facility and she's like chasing it down where it encounters the bus full of veterans who are like en route to the loony bin.
A strong patriotic theme running through this movie, it seems.
And then they all escape together and then they're like, oh my God, he's going after my son. They all go and try and find his son, who's played by Jacob Tremblay from The Room.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, Room, not The Room.
The just Room. Room.
Not in that room.
You made it The Room.
Not The Room.
Just Room.
Just Room. So, yeah, and they kind of, what they soon find out is the predator that they're dealing with at the beginning is only a little one.
Oh.
And he's actually being
baby
hunted.
Baby predator.
Well, it's a smaller version of the species.
Oh, okay.
Because a much larger one is actually tracking it, because it's gone and done some duty things in space that the rest of the predators ain't happy, and they've sent like a 10-foot predator to hunt it down instead.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that was just the tip of the iceberg.
Tip of the iceberg. So, yeah, right. That is the new Predator in a nutshell.
What did you think about it, like overall?
It was fun. It was actually like a fun flick, fun action romp. Like, it was funny. It didn't take itself seriously, which is what I really enjoyed about it. Mm. Like, people were just laughing throughout the screening.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, there is an alien dude with tentacles running about just killing things.
There is something comedic in
there. There is something comedic. And then they're just going to do, like, a long shot of someone's, like, intestines falling out just for a little bit of gore. And then, like, and because it's Shane Black, the banter is so quick.
Yeah.
And Olivia Munn's character, Casey, she's like right there with the boys and she's just like constantly like firing back. And the other thing I loved about her character is like she's a scientist. She gets called in and they don't really mansplain that much to her. And I'm like, yes.
How refreshing.
It's so refreshing. And then it's just stuff's going down. Things are going to hit the roof. And then she just grabs a gun and starts shooting things. And she's like a good shot. And you're like, oh, she can handle herself. Great.
Yeah.
It's not like any of this babysitting kind of thing that's like, oh, we've got...
She's just there to be pretty kind of thing.
Exactly. Which brings us to the kind of scandal side of the promotion of this film.
Yes. And Olivia Munn speaking out.
Yeah.
Upon hearing... So what had happened is this guy, actor, who had a nothing role, essentially, in the movie. And when I say nothing role, maybe a minute screen time.
Yeah.
He had this scene where he was supposed to hit on Olivia Munn's character. And the actor is Stephen Wilder Strigel, who is a friend of Shane Black, but also a convicted sex offender.
Yeah.
So, and it's, I think it's one of those things that because he was friends with Shane Black, he was obviously in like Shane Black's like black spot in terms of friends where you just go, oh no, he's still a good guy and he just needs a leg up and he's an actor and I'm in a position where I can give him a little...
And he's
role.
Been in other Shane Black films. Like he was in Iron Man and another one. Like he's been in a few of his films.
Exactly. So I think that that's why it was cast. And 20th Century Fox and a lot of these places in terms of auditioning is that you don't, they can't ask you your background history when it comes to these kind of things. So, I mean, Shane Black knew of his friend's past, but no one else knew. And so what happened is it then came unveiled that he was a sex offender and that he had essentially groomed a 14-year-old girl who was a distant relative via email and had served 6 months jail time for that. Mm. And as a result, convicted sex offender
registered.
On the list.
Yep.
Yes.
All of that.
Anyway, Olivia Munn found out about this. Like they'd already shot the scene. Olivia Munn found out about this and raised it with 20th Century Fox to be like, this is what's going on.
Mm.
They very quickly cut the scene and Shane Black then got in a bit of trouble to be like, well, why didn't you tell anyone? Like, you have continually essentially put some actors in really uncomfortable positions because they didn't know this history about this guy. And so Shane Black has since come out and said, you know, I didn't – essentially, I think that
I didn't
know – It
was such a non-apology.
Yeah. And it was also like, I didn't know how bad it was. So I just thought – like, I don't know how anyone goes, oh, I just thought you served 6 months jail time for grooming a 14-year-old and asking them for sex. I didn't think it was that bad. I wanted to give you a second chance. Like – The writing's kind of already on the wall about what he had done.
Because I think everyone thought, it's like, oh no, it was like something that was interpreted as malicious when he was just like, you know, trying to bring up a 14-year-old girl in a self-esteem.
It was very
And it was like, okay,
implicit.
At the beginning maybe, but you look at some of the later emails and they are so explicit.
Yeah. And so at that point, you really have nowhere to hide behind. And so then what kind of happened is Olivia Munn, not that she was left out to dry by everyone, but essentially was because during at the Toronto International Film Festival, she was doing these media interviews where it was supposed to be the whole cast of Predator and it was just her. And you could tell that she was very angry about it and she spoke very openly about it. And I think what was really interesting in the whole Time's Up movement that when it comes to like, you know, you essentially can't be a sexual predator, no pun intended with the movie being predator, but you can't be a sexual predator and work in this industry. Like, time's up, we're going to call it, we're going to do whatever. And so it's like, well done to Olivia for standing up to that and saying, no, I'm not going to accept this. I'm still going to come to these interviews and do what I have to do, but I'm going to say that this is what's going on. And yeah. I think that 20th Century Fox and the whole movie would have wanted to shut that down, because the only reason why we know about it is because Olivia made it public.
Yeah, and she was like, yeah, they were actually silent for a couple of days, and when she spoke out to the public, they got really upset. They're like, why? Yes. We got rid of the scene. Everything's all cool.
Yeah, like, we don't talk about this. This is fine.
But it was just everyone's silence at the film festival. And it was just like all her male co-stars didn't say anything until everyone was like, the public were like going, why aren't you saying anything?
Yeah. And that's the thing. It made it into such a bigger issue, because if they'd all just done a united front going, we won't stand for this, and everyone goes, clap, 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 move on. And then she continued to do interviews. She was on Ellen. And again, it came up. And again, Olivia's telling what it is, the thing it is. So, like, I mean, in that sense, in terms of the Time's Up movement, a huge platform, bigger than what was first intended, but still, like,
yeah,
just shows. Still a while to go.
Yeah, but it was just that complicit male science is like, you can talk, but we'll just... We're listening.
Yeah. And some of them were like, we were being supportive to Olivia in private. And I was like, mate, do it in public then. Like, it's not that hard.
It really isn't that hard. One of the other things in it was when I watched the film, and the fact that there wasn't a guy cracking onto Olivia was what made part of it for me the film better.
So the scene that they cut was actually a good idea.
I think
so. Good editing.
I think so. So,
well, it's kind of worrying. It's like a good thing that they caught it before it went out. Because then imagine if no one had said anything and then it was raised while the movie was out. That's, and also, like, in this scene, he's hitting on
the only female scientist
character.
Like, yeah.
Like, that, again, doesn't point anyone in a good light. So, yeah.
Oh, well.
Predators. what can you do?
Well, Tali, thank you for another Gaggle of Geeks. We'll chat to you more on the podcast.
You will indeed. Thank you, Sophie.
You'll also probably hear me say, fashion.
I think that's four.
Yes.
thank you.
Bye.
Bye.